This is your FBI. This is your FBI, the official broadcast from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Tonight, the subject of our FBI file, extortion. Its title, The Bridal Shakedown.
Why intelligent people become criminals will probably always be a mystery. After all, even average intelligence is all that's required to teach a person that crime does not pay. In the past 25 years, tremendous strides have been made in learning what makes us humans click. But there are still many unknown factors. So it is difficult to explain why a person with a good IQ, an individual with many qualities and abilities which should enable him to earn an honest living, would rather risk prison than settle down and go to work. We must never for a minute underestimate the brain power of many criminals who match their wits against the forces of law and order. The sad truth is that they are often very intelligent and industrious. Tonight's FBI file is a case in point. Tonight's file opens in a gymnasium and health club located in the business district of a large eastern city. In a small room in this establishment, a muscular rubber is giving a young man a massage.
Too heavy, Mr. Spencer.
Well, feel good, Herb. Up around the back of my neck, Lou.
Yeah, sure. Big night last night, Mr. Spencer.
Murders.
I'll take it easier on the head. Common complaint today. Everybody's got hangovers. Were you all out together?
To tell you the truth, I don't know where I was.
Huh?
That's a new thing with me now. Had so many drinks and draw a blank.
Hey, that's bad.
I know. That's all behind me, Herb. I'm on the wagon as of today.
Yeah, that won't do you no harm. When are you getting married, Mr. Spencer?
2 weeks.
Oh, that's well.
I kind of like it myself.
Well, you will live.
Okay. Thanks.
You just relax there a while, Mr. Spencer.
Right.
If you should fall asleep, when would you like me to call you?
In an hour.
Take it easy.
Okay, Herb. Who's that?
Hello, Mr. Spencer.
Who are you?
My name is Ken. Joe Ken.
What do you want?
I'd like to talk to you.
What about?
It's a personal matter. Mind if I sit out?
Look, I'm trying to get a little sleep.
I can wait.
What's all this about?
I'm a friend of Lucy's.
Who's Lucy?
You kidding?
I asked you a question.
I suppose you don't remember last night, either.
No, I don't.
Last night, you and Lucy got married.
What?
You heard me.
Is this a rib of some kind?
You think so? Here, take a look at this.
Huh.
Marriage license. That your signature?
Well, yes.
You'll also find your name on the register of the Central Hotel. You and Lucy spent your honeymoon there.
I don't know anyone named Lucy.
They just met her last night. It was a real quick romance.
Look, I'm already engaged. I'm getting married in 2 weeks.
Mister, you're already married.
I don't believe you.
Okay, suppose you check up on this marriage license. Take it. It's a photostat copy. Lucy has the original. Now, you can also check the register of the Central Hotel. Then you'll hear from me later.
More coffee, Wayne?
No, thanks, Mother.
I can't tell you what a pleasure it is for us to be having breakfast together.
You mean novelty, don't you?
Well, Anyway, I am grateful.
Molly.
Hmm?
Did you hear me come home night before last?
Night before last? Why, Wayne, you didn't come home at all. I thought you stayed at the club.
Oh, of course. That's right. I did.
Why do you ask?
Nothing important.
Oh, goodness, I almost forgot. A special delivery letter came for you early this morning. Here you are, dear.
Thank you, Mother.
I didn't know if it were important enough to waken you. Something wrong?
Excuse me, Mother. I'll see you later.
Several hours later, in the local FBI field office, Wayne Spencer's mother is being greeted by Special Agent Jim Taylor.
Won't you sit down, Mrs. Spencer?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Taylor.
How can I do for you?
Well, this is a matter concerning my son.
Yes?
He doesn't know I've come here to see you, but I just had to.
What is it, Mrs. Spencer?
Wayne received a special delivery letter this morning. And when he read it, I could see that it upset him very much. I tried to question him about it, but he left the breakfast table and walked out.
Now, go on, please.
Well, in his excitement, he left the letter behind, and I did something I've never done before in my life. I read that letter.
And?
It was sent anonymously. It demanded that he pay $50,000 to straighten out some matter. It also said that if he didn't pay, his impending marriage would be ruined and he would suffer bodily harm.
I see. Well, did you bring that letter with you, Mrs. Spencer?
Oh, yes, I have it right here. Oh, here you are.
Thank you. Anyone else handle this other than you and your son?
Oh, no.
Fine. I want to have it analyzed. Fingerprints.
Mr. Taylor, as I told you, my son doesn't know I've come here.
Well, Mrs. Spencer, you did the right thing in coming. This is an extortion letter. Now, whether the basis for the threat is real or imagined, the sender has broken the law, and it's our job to find him. I'd like to go and talk to your son at once.
Huh? Were you sleeping?
Yeah, I guess maybe I was.
I don't know how you do it.
What do you mean?
Sleep at a time like this.
What are you talking about?
I'm waiting for that guy Spencer to call. I swear to you, all afternoon I've been so nervous I've broken two fingernails.
Lucy, I spent 2 months laying this thing out. Nothing can go wrong.
You really think he married me?
Well, license is legitimate, ain't it?
Yeah, but you married me with that license, not him.
I've worked 10 hours a day practicing his signature. He'll think he signed it. Same thing with a hotel register.
You honestly think he drew a blank that night?
Baby, that Mickey I fed him took care of that.
Well, I still can't believe he'll call.
He's got to call it. Look at the spot he's in.
For this girl, you mean?
That's right.
Did you give him our number in the letter?
No, stupid. I called that health club. Left a message for him to call here.
Oh. Say, I just thought of something.
What now?
Well, with us being already married and then getting married again the other night, does that make us bigamous?
No, just me.
Why?
Because you've got two heads.
Oh. That's cute. Oh,
gee, did you hear that?
Hello?
Mr. Spencer calling you, Mr. Kent.
Oh, put him on.
Right. Go ahead, please. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Spencer.
Are you the man that came to the health club?
Yeah, that's right.
I received your letter this morning.
Well?
I'd like to see you.
Well, come around here.
What's your address?
It's Lake Apartments, 82 Maple.
What time?
6 o'clock.
Very well.
Yeah, see you later, Mr. Spencer. Well, honey, what'd I tell you?
Hello?
Go ahead, Mr. Taylor.
After you, please.
Very well. Let me take your hat.
Surely. Is
that you, Ma?
Yes, Wayne.
That your son?
Yes. Come this way, please.
Thanks.
I'm here in the living room, Mother.
Wayne, I've brought home company.
Really?
Darling, I want you to meet Mr. Taylor. This is my son, Wayne.
How do you do, Mr. Spencer?
Wayne, Mr. Taylor is a special agent of the FBI.
Oh?
I asked him to come here because... Well, I... When I read the letter you received this morning, I had to. I saw how it upset you.
Oh, Mother, you don't have to make a Supreme Court case of it. There's nothing too terrible about reading a letter. Spencer, any idea who sent it to you? Yes, I have.
Really?
With that clown, Frank Blakely. You know, that boy I play squash with.
But why should he...
Oh, Mother, the whole thing was a practical joke.
What?
How do you know? Well, Frank's a practical joker. I suspected him immediately. I confronted him with a letter today, and he confessed all.
Oh, thank heaven.
So I'm afraid, Mr. Taylor, you're on a wild goose chase.
Oh, my goodness, that's so... I do apologize, Mr. Taylor.
No, that isn't necessary. I'm delighted that it turned out the way it has. Most extortion cases haven't this happy an ending.
Do you handle many of them, do you?
Well, enough of them to have worked up a pretty strong loathing for the people who send threatening letters.
How many do you catch?
I don't want to sound immodest, but we bet pretty close to 1,000.
Well.
Mr. Spencer, I guess I'd better be running along.
Joe, that must be him.
It could be. Who is it?
Wayne Spencer.
Oh, okay. Ah, hi, Mr. Spencer.
Hello.
Oh, come on in.
Very well.
Wayne. Huh? Oh, Wayne, baby.
That's Lucy, your wife.
Oh.
Honey, don't you remember me?
No.
Well, that certainly isn't very...
Not Lucy. Mr. Spencer came here to talk business. Let's give him a chance.
Okay.
Yeah. First, did you check on the marriage license in the hotel?
Yes.
And?
It could be my signature when I've been drinking.
Mr. Spencer, I've told you
right
along...
Look, we're wasting time. Now, I'll concede that I probably got drunk and married this girl, and... You've apparently set a price for her calling the marriage off. Let's get right on to that.
It's a pleasure to do business with you.
How much?
You got my letter. $50,000.
That's out of the question.
What's your idea of a payoff?
I have it right here with me. $2,000.
$2,000? Why, you cheat!
Quiet. Look, Mr. Spencer, $2,000 don't even get you inside the ground.
Well, that's all I can raise.
Don't give me that.
I'm telling you the truth.
Look, your mother's got scratched, your girlfriend's loaded.
That has nothing to do with me.
Well, best I can do for you is, knock 10% off for cash.
The best you can do?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, how do you figure so strongly in this?
An old friend of the family.
Then I'd advise you to take this $2,000.
Don't you do it, Joe.
Don't worry, sweetheart. I won't.
Very well. You leave only one course of action.
What's that?
I'm going to the FBI.
Huh?
On what grounds?
That was an extortion letter I received today. They'd be very happy to prosecute you for sending it.
Is that a fact?
Yes. Now, will you take the $2,000?
No.
And I'm going to turn you in.
You're not going anyplace.
Joe, I'm glad you hit him. What a piker.
Fear is the extortioner's stock in trade. The dictionary defines fear as the painful emotion caused by a sense of impending danger or evil. The key word here is impending. The extortioner often manages to create a sense of danger where none actually exists. Take Wayne, for instance. There was really no need for him to have gone to Joe's apartment. There he made his biggest mistake. And impending danger became real danger. For as Special Agent Taylor said, The extortion letter itself constituted the real crime. If ever you should be threatened illegally, your FBI urges you to recognize this point. To refuse to be bullied. To call upon your law enforcement officials. And to remember also, an extortioner rarely stops after his first successful attempt. Tonight's file continues in Special Agent Taylor's apartment. It is after midnight. He is just preparing for bed as...
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Taylor. This is Mrs. Spencer.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Spencer.
I'm terribly sorry to disturb you.
Oh, that's quite all right.
I called your office and they gave me your home number.
What's on your mind?
I'm calling about Wayne.
Yes?
I'm terribly worried about him. He left here right after you did this afternoon. He was presumably going to drop off at the health club for a minute. And then he had a dinner date with Mildred, his fiancée.
Mm-hmm.
After that, he was taking both of us to the concert. But he hasn't kept any of these appointments.
And you haven't heard from him?
No, not directly. I called our lawyer, and I learned that Wayne had gone to see him this afternoon right after he left the house. He asked for $2,000. He said he needed it desperately.
I see. Well, did he get the money?
Yes.
Mrs. Spencer, I'll come right over to your house.
Come right in the living room, Mr. Taylor.
Thank you.
Oh, I am grateful to you for coming over.
That's my job, Mrs. Spencer.
Not to cater to a nervous woman's fears.
Well, I'm sorry to say it looks like your fears are justified.
About the extortion note?
Yes, your son's getting that $2,000 from your lawyer certainly makes it appear he wanted it for a payoff.
Oh, but he told us this afternoon that the note was a practical joke.
It was just to alleviate our suspicion, I imagine.
Where could he be now? That's the important thing. We have no idea where he's gone.
Tell me, did he mention anything to your lawyer as to where he might be going?
No, he just said he was going to his club, the health club.
Hmm. Have you called him?
Oh, yes.
What did they tell you?
He called earlier this afternoon.
What for?
To see if he'd gotten any messages.
And had he?
Oh, I didn't ask.
He could have been contacting the club because he expected a message there. I'll phone them at once.
Joe, he's coming too.
Yeah.
Should I get him some ice or something?
What for?
That lump on his head.
Well, leave him alone. He may grow a few more before we're done.
On my head.
It hurts, huh?
Yeah, it feels it. Oh, it's you.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm still here.
Uh-huh.
Let me get
Should you, Joe?
Yeah, you can sit in that chair. Look, mister, don't try anything because something new's been added since you left us. This gun.
I see it.
Think you're ready to talk business again now?
There's nothing to discuss.
Yes, there is. We had a board of directors meeting. We decided to cut the price.
To $2,000?
No, $25,000.
Not interested.
Well, we decided something else in that meeting.
Really?
Yeah. Strategy. How to make you pay the $25,000?
That's not possible.
Well, not even if we call the newspapers and gave them the story on your marriage to Lucy?
They wouldn't listen to a cheap hoodlum like you.
You're forgetting. I got proof. But that'd take too much time. I got an even better way. That's to call your girlfriend, Mildred.
I'm not listening to any of these shakedowns.
You know something, Joe? I bet he don't think you'd have nerve enough to call her.
Well, you think I should show him?
Yeah.
Give me that address book.
Sure. Here.
What? That's my address book.
Yeah, it's part of it. Can you pass it out? Lucy, the number's Quincy 72932.
2932.
Yeah, get her on the phone.
Okay.
Wait.
Huh?
Never mind. Well, call her, baby.
Hello. There's never anybody on that switchboard.
Yes?
Hello. This is Mrs. Kent.
Lucy!
Yes, Mrs. Kent?
Mrs. Kent. Do you still think you should make that call?
Hang up, stupid.
But, George...
Shut up and start packing.
Leaving town for?
Yeah, on your two G's. But before we go, I'm going to make sure that you keep quiet.
This is the apartment right here, Mr. Taylor.
You got a key?
Yes, sir. But like I told you, the Kents left here 5 minutes ago. They had bags with them like they were going away.
Oh, I'd still like to see the apartment, please.
Sure thing. This should do it here.
Kent say where they were going?
No, sir.
You know they took a cab?
Well, they didn't say. There aren't many this hour of the morning. Go ahead, sir.
Thanks.
This furniture belongs to the house. They rented the place this way.
Oh, I see. What's that?
I don't know.
Sounds like it's coming from behind this door over there.
That's a closet.
There's someone in there. He's locked in.
I've got a key that should fit that.
Good.
This guy in here could be the one you're looking for.
Yeah, could be Mr. Spencer.
There. Hey, bound and gagged.
Yeah, untie the gag, will you? I'll get the ropes.
Sure thing. Is he the missing guy?
Yep.
There you go, mister.
Thank you.
I'll have your legs untied in a minute, Spencer.
Thanks, Mr. Taylor. Well, where are the Kents?
They're gone.
Where to?
Well, I was hoping you'd have the answer to that one. No, it doesn't. Here, go ahead.
Thanks.
Well, Spencer, your practical joke didn't turn out so well, did it?
I'm sorry.
Whatever your problem was, you were a fool to attempt to handle it yourself.
I know that now.
Tell me, did you pay these people any money?
They forcibly took $2,000 from me.
Getaway money, huh?
Yeah, I imagine so. I guess I can kiss it goodbye. I don't imagine they'll be easy to find.
I guess something that might help.
What is it?
Let me get to the phone, please.
Joe. Joe, what are you doing?
Putting the bags in the trunk compartment.
What for?
So we'll have them, stupid.
Yeah, but if the car won't start, you'll only have to take them out again.
The car will start as soon as we get that wire connected.
But when will that be?
Lucy, you heard the man yourself. He said he was going up to the front of the garage to get a new wire. And he'd be right back.
But he hasn't come back.
Oh.
Look, Joe, my complaint is we've kept the car in this garage for over 2 years. We certainly deserve better service than this.
Oh, shut up.
Joe?
Now what is it?
It's Mr. Spencer.
Hello there, Joe.
Huh? How did you get here?
Mr. Taylor, I'll let you explain that.
I found a bill from this garage in your apartment, Joe.
Huh?
I called here just before you arrived. The attendant was kind enough to stall you until we could get here.
Who are you?
I'm a special agent of the FBI.
Joe Kent and his wife, Lucy, were both tried and convicted for extortion. They were sentenced to long terms in the federal penitentiary. And so the careers of two more shakedown artists were ended by your FBI. But ended only after the potential victim had placed himself in great jeopardy by attempting to deal with the criminals himself. You wouldn't ask a plumber to pull a tooth for you, nor would you ask a dentist to fix a leaky pipe. Yet you do ask yourself to perform a job of dealing with criminals when there is at your disposal every type of law enforcement agency you need. Remember this and do your part in curbing the crime wave. When you receive any kind of threat, notify your local police or your state law enforcement officers or your FBI. Crime is their business.